This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Hello there and welcome to New Day Dawning. This is Sheila Hamill with some reflections from the Bible and some songs that might cheer you up today. It's my hope each week that the music and the message just might inspire you, particularly if you're listening in hospitals in the Newcastle and Gateshead area. A very warm welcome to you and also to our listeners from around the world. Now, instead of one complete topic today, we have the first of a four-part theme over the next few weeks called Living Bread from John's Gospel, chapter 6. And this first week is entitled Manna from Heaven. Let's begin with a much-loved hymn, though, a very uplifting one, which has these words. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. As we listen, let's remember before God the many people in our world today who are feeling weak through hunger, pain, fear and persecution, praying that God will bring them hope in their shock and confusion and answers to their prayers. But let's also pray for those who have quite a different hunger, a hunger for revenge. May they find themselves drawn somehow to the love of God and the peace that He alone can give. I asked my husband today if he could think of any songs to do with bread, and he replied, I could find you a song by bread. Not that kind of bread, I said, but I just happened to look this group up and found a lovely song from the 70s, written by their singer-songwriter David Gates, called If. The song is all to do with painting a picture of someone who is loved. So, over the next few weeks, I'll be trying to paint a clearer picture of Jesus, who he was, and what he said about being living bread.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a your face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And when my love for life is running dry, you come and pour yourself on me. If a man could be two places at one time, I'd be with you tomorrow and today, beside you all the way. If the world should stop with all things spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, then one by one the stars would all go out. Then you and I would sing.
Here's a gospel reading for part one of Bread of Life, John 6, 24-35. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty."
Oh,
that was I Am the Bread of Life by Richard Prue and the Cathedral Singers. Jewish people believed that they had been promised in Scripture that one day a Messiah similar in character to Moses and David would rescue them from their enemies and set up a new kingdom. It was their dream. They lived in hope, waiting for his coming. Then all of a sudden, an ordinary workman, Jesus, a carpenter from Nazareth, burst onto the scene performing miracles, healing people, and multiplying food. And suddenly the question in everyone's minds is, could he be the one we've been dreaming about? Now those who'd been miraculously healed by Jesus had already found in him someone beyond their wildest dreams. Jesus was the fulfillment of all their hopes, and they'd already begun to enjoy life again, a brand new life. But others were cautious about committing themselves to Jesus until they'd first questioned him. Yet they were intrigued by the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, and so they went to speak to him. Surely they must have been asking themselves, what if the Romans move in anger against us for following him? And what if he's not the one and all our dreams come to nothing? Crushed hopes and dreams are so very debilitating. I wonder if you've ever had a dream, a real hope for your life that has come to nothing. At least not in the way you had hoped. Here's Leah Salonga singing, I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft, and their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind, and the world was a song, and the song was exciting. There was a time, then it all went wrong. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. Storms we cannot weather.
It was so difficult to choose between Leah Salonga, Ruthie Henschel and Anne Hathaway there. They all give such moving renditions of that song. Jesus said to those who doubted him, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Here Jesus claims that he has been approved of by God. Throughout history, a seal has affirmed the identity of the letter writer. He makes his mark in soft wax, which hardens, and a letter was considered genuine if the seal had not been tampered with or broken. So here Jesus was claiming to be the genuine article. And so they asked him a question. What must we do to please God then? What does he require of us? And Jesus shocks them with his reply. "The work of God is this," he said to them, "to believe in the one he has sent." You know, in today's world, we leave a trail a mile long wherever we go, when we use credit cards, or go to the bank, visit the NHS, or travel on roads or public transport. There's always someone wanting to know that we are who we say we are, someone always checking our credentials. And these people more or less reply to Jesus, "So God sent you, did he? All right, let us see your credentials. Give us a sign." Which brings us to the kind of sign they were looking for. They began pointing to the kind of miraculous food their ancestors had been given when they were hungry in the desert, after escaping from slavery in Egypt. It was a food called manna, which kept them alive in their wanderings. Without it, they would have died. Could Jesus do the same for them and now produce a similar sign, following on from the miracle he performed with the bread and fishes? Here's a song about that food called manna. The song is called Manna from Heaven by Worship Network.
In the wilderness, Lord, we are hungry. Lord, we are hungry for you. In the desert land, Lord, we are thirsty. Lord, we are thirsty. We are looking to the sky, knowing that you will provide. So rain down your spirit, showers of grace. Pour out your blessing upon this place, like manna from heaven.
Manna. What exactly is it, you might ask? Well, that is the meaning of the word manna. Translated, it means, what is it? But now with Jesus, they were asking not, what is it, but who is it? Who are you? A number of attempts have been made to identify what manna was, but none come close, and Scripture makes it clear that this food appeared by the direct action of God. It brought life and hope to the people, and they gathered it daily, and is spoiled if kept beyond that day. The people were allowed to gather double the day before the Sabbath, their holy day. Some Jews believed that when the Messiah came, he would give them bread to eat like manna, but it had to come down from heaven. The feeding of the 5,000 was obviously not enough proof for them, for this had come from an earthly blessing, not a heavenly one. But then Jesus drops the real bombshell. Let's hear that paragraph once more. "Very truly I tell you," Jesus said, "it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Jesus was claiming here to have come from God as a gift from heaven. He was the manna to feed people and bring them life. But many found his words too hard to accept. Why, I wonder, do people still reject his message today? It may be that it has more to do with our failure as the presenters of his message to truly imitate him, right down through history and right up to the present day. This must be the case, surely, for Jesus and his message are absolutely perfect for our world.
Oh, thou who camest from above, the pure celestial fire to impart, King God of flame of sacred love, on a valley
part two of Bread of Life next week, but let me leave you with a blessing by Northumbria Community, part of which says, "May he guide you through the wilderness. May you come to know the one who can guide you, provide for you, and bring you home rejoicing. May God bless you this day and all those you know and love. Bye for now."
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. May the peace of